While price information about agricultural commodities is known to be very important for farmers, consumers, and policymakers, the tendency has been to focus on prices of processed commodities like sugar, cooking oil, margarine, and others, excluding prices of fresh commodities like leaf vegetables, potatoes, tomatoes, and many others on which the majority depend on a daily basis. To close this gap, E. Mkambo brings you prices of agricultural commodities in our mass markets across the country. Today, the 14th of January 2022, which happens to be a Friday, the markets are so dynamic, they are actually very busy, just as they were at the end of the year 2021. Starting with potatoes, charts today are going for 250 to 3 US dollars a pocket, small 3 to 450, medium 450 to 5 US dollars a pocket, large 5 to 750, extra large 750 to 9 US dollars. This is a slightly lower price compared to yesterday and Wednesday, where the price was around 9 US dollars. Supplies have increased because rains have also been allowing farmers to harvest their potatoes and bring to the market. We've also seen supplies going to Harare, to Bulawayo, Masingo, and many other markets. There is sufficient proof that potato is now fast becoming a staple, competing with maize. Tomatoes, a sandak is today going for 20 to 35 US dollars. As you know, tomatoes are a necessity. They are needed on a daily basis, except when you are eating with milk or derere. But still, some people use tomatoes to cook derere, okra. Wooden box, 4 to 750 US dollars. Plastic dish, 150 to 3 US dollars. Tomato demand is actually high. Supply prices have also increased. Vegetables, cabbage, 30 to 80 Zim dollars a head. 80 is a bigger head. Supplies are also increasing. Kovo, 250 to 3 US dollars a bundle. The Mbare bundle, which comprises 200 to 260 leaves. Rep, 250 to 3 US dollars again. Tsunga, 250 to 3. It looks like Kovo, Rep, and Tsunga are all going for the same price. The competition is what? Supplies are also very low, which is why prices are very high. So as farmers, you may think you cannot make money through the vegetables. As you can see, the prices are quite firm. It's possible to make money from a very small garden. Sugarloaf is not there in the market. Whoever has got sugarloaf can set a price. Beetroots, $1 to $1.50. Onions, 10 kg pocket, $3.50 to $5 dollars. There are no bundles. 60 kg bag is going for 19 to 20. 22, 60 kg bag of dried onions. Shallots, 1 to 150. Mupora is back at 1 to 2 US dollars a bundle. This is pumpkin leaves. English cucumber, 1 US dollars. Or cauliflower, 50 cents to 1 US. Chili pepper, 1 US again. Lettuce, 1 50 cents to 1 US. Cherry tomato, 1 US. Garlic, 4 to 6 dollars a kg. We have seen so much production of garlic with so much promotion happening in Gutu, Gokwe, and many other areas. Apparently, garlic is a slow mover. Although it was moving fast during the serious COVID era. Not to say COVID is now past us. Just to say, during the early days of COVID-19, garlic consumption was very high. Ginger, 2 to 3 US dollars. The price is also, per kg, the price has also remained firm. Broccoli, 152 US dollars. Okra, 3 to 450 US dollars. Eggplant, 1 US. Mushroom, fresh, 1 US dollars. We don't have dried. Yellow and red pepper, 2 US dollars. And on the dried sections, dried food section, Matemba, 40 to 45 US dollars. 20 liter tin, Madora, 40 45 as well. Sugar beans, 25 26. Actually, sugar bean price is actually rising. It looks like there are now shortages of sugar beans, so the price is actually rising. Soya chunks, 2 to 3 US dollars. And then on the Fushwa side, or dried vegetables, Munyemba, 10 to 12. Munyeve, 12 14. Mutsine, 12. Kove and cabbage, 8 to 12. This section is always very firm. Prices don't change much faster. On the high value sections, we no longer have sweet potatoes, Mbabaira. Magogoya, 10 to 12 years dollars, 20 liter tin. Bananas, 20, 23, same year, that's a 60 kg bag. Carrots, 20 to 30 US dollars today. Green pepper, 5 to 8 US dollars. There's actually a lot increase in supply of green pepper. Cucumbers, 13 to 20 US dollars a same year. Fine beans, 20 to 40. There's quite a range there. We don't have peas today. It's for the other days. Green mealies, 2 to 3 US dollars a dozen. This is actually an increase in prices. And then on the fruit section, we no longer have masao, matowe, and inyi. We expect them in the next few months. Mauyu, 1 US dollars a 5 liter. Yes, apples 20 25 US dollars per box, avocados 50 to 60 Zim dollars per each, or dollar for two for three. Bananas 7 to 10 US dollars a crate, grapes 16 18, oranges 6 US dollars a 10 kg pocket. We no longer have majanje, apricots, nachis on the fruit side. PS 12 to 15 US dollars, strawberry 1 to 2, plums 5 US dollars. We also no longer have rusika and popo and nectarines. Mango 3 to 4 US dollars a 20 liter tin. Sweet mangoes actually in season, as well as those other big ones, that is my blue mango, as well as fiberless mangoes. They are also finding their way into the market. Peaches, 12 to 15 US dollars. We no longer have matamba. Coconuts, $1 to $1.50. These coconuts are coming from Mozambique. Watermelon, 50 cents to 2 US dollars. The largest is going for 2. Licious, 1 US dollars. Sweet melon, we no longer have sweet melon and tubu as well. Pineapples, 12 US dollars. So the fruit basket is also comprised more than 20 types of fruits, which means we farmers and whoever are actually producing fruits, you might be actually be throwing away money if you have got your fruits and are not bringing them to the market. They're actually very valuable. On the food crop section, maize grain is now going for 4 to 450 dollars a 20 liter tin. As you know, Mbare always sets the prices for other markets. Maize Mare, 16 US dollars. Nzungumu short groundnuts, shelled groundnuts, 20 US dollars. And then fresh groundnuts, Nzungunyoro, 9 to 10 US dollars. It has been like that for a week now. Actually, it's coming on seriously. Zakaoma, that is dried groundnuts, 4 to 5 US dollars. If their farmers will still have them, they can still get their money. Mumare, Nzungu, 4 US dollars. These are dried and cooked groundnuts. Then Nyimo, round nuts, 20 22 US dollars. It's not changing much. Soya beans, 10 to 12. Wheat, 10 US dollars a bucket. Popcorn, 15. Pumpkins, 50 cents to 1 US dollars, the biggest. Cowpeas, 8 to 10. Sunflower, 7. Small grains, that's finger millets, 18 to 20 dollars a bucket. Munga, 7 to 8 US dollars. Mapfunde, 4 to 6. Rice, shelled, 23. Unshelled, 20. The most important thing about these measurements that are actually obtaining in Mbare and other markets is that they are the measurements that ordinary people can afford. Ordinary people don't speak in terms of tons, metric tons. They use these kinds of measurements, you know, to trade, to price their commodities, which is also very important because very few can afford to sell or to mobilize tons and tons of commodities. So that's why these measurements are very important for pricing. We no longer have Runinga. And then on the poultry section, broilers, mothers are going for 9 to 10. They haven't changed really. Ordinary, 5 to 6. Off layers, 3 to 4. Red hens or Sheshe road runners, 3 to 5 years dollars. Cocks are going for 6 to 7. Hunger, these are guinea fowls, 8 to 10, not changing very much. Ducks, 10 years. Turkeys or matoki, 13 to 20 years dollars each. And then we have pigeons, 2 to 3 years dollars. Increasingly, we see the demand for pigeons increasing in Zimbabwe. Some of the demand was driven by religion. We have seen apostolic, you know, promoting hangaiwa, saying they've got other uses, you know, which are more like social and others. But nevertheless, consumption of guinea fowls, of pigeons, I mean, it's also increasing, just as with guinea fowls. Rabbits, 7 to 10 US dollars. And then eggs, small are going for 230 to 350 US dollars. A crate. Medium, 3 to 350, large, 4 to 450. So this is the update from the market, from the mass market, which is very important, coming to you from Mbare and the other markets that are really supporting our agriculture in Zimbabwe. My name is Charles Dewa Imukambo.